The protest at the recruiting center led to 21 people being arrested for disorderly conduct. Frank Nowarsik is an organizer of what he calls direct action. He says he can understand the frustration that led to the damage.
I don't think that it's the right thing for everyone within the anti-war movement, but people need to act as to how they're motivated. And if people are motivated by that and that's how they get into anti-war actions, that's what's most important.
Nowarsik says if the Iraq war continues, more people will vent their frustration and, he claims, police won't be able to stop it. But Bob Groff, who was arrested for burning draft records during the Vietnam War, says events like the window breaking send the wrong message.
Because I think it gives the media and the powers to be a good excuse to jump on the rest of us and say, there's those anti-protesters, you know, and then ignore us.
Groff is upset that the media did not cover a large but peaceful anti-war march in Milwaukee 2 weeks ago. He says those nonviolent efforts should continue and also include more education on subjects like human rights. Jenny Peschut of the Industrial Workers of the World also recommends counseling more young people not to join the military.
Okay, we started at least the preliminary organizing of it about a week ago, and we're going to start focusing on identifying high schools, and then we'll start to go in.
But some in the anti-war movement say regardless of the protest tactic, the Iraq war will continue for as long as President Bush is in office, and maybe longer. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.